us, your new favorite duo, Jasmine and Shantae, every Thursday from 7 to 8 a.m.
Keep up with us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT.
See you on Thursday.
We would like to thank Podcorn for sponsoring this episode of Tech Time Radio. Explore sponsorship opportunities and start monetizing your podcast by signing up at podcorn.com/podcasters. Let me tell you about Podcorn. Podcorn is an absolute must for any podcaster starting out. Now, when we started out Tech Time Radio, we started out in a back office with a couple of mics. We expanded to a studio, and then now, as you can see, we're on the radio and have distribution into other markets. Having the ability to have Podcorn at the start of our podcast would have been a dream come true. Guess what? With Podcorn, you now have the amazing opportunity for podcasts to receive sponsorship, such as host reads, interview segments, and topical discussions. With Podcorn, there's no middleman. Podcasters of all size can browse and choose opportunities right on their platform, set their own rates, and collaborate with brands directly without exclusivities. You never give up the rights of your podcast in Podcorn, and they're here to support you everywhere possible. Visit podcorn.com. Again, that's podcorn.com. Podcorn is a true success for those starting their podcast dreams.
Coming to you from the shores of the Pacific Northwest, keeping you up to date on technology while enjoying a little whiskey on the side, with leading-edge topics, along with special guests, to navigate technology in a segmented, stylized radio program. The information that will make you go, Pull up a seat, raise a glass with our hosts, as we spend the next hour talking about technology for the common person. Welcome to Tech Time Radio with Nathan Mum.
Welcome to Tech Time Radio. I'm your host, Nathan Mum. We're on the technology show that makes you go, Technology news of the week. I'm Nathan, and welcome to our live stream. It's Saturday, so from 4 to 5 p.m., we are taking up YouTube, we're taking up Facebook, and of course, the KKNW 1150 AM radio station's live feed. So absolutely would love for you to engage us. We got a bunch of call to actions. That's the big word, because
That's your big thing.
That's my big thing this week. All right.
CTA.
Call to action. Because I was at the big PodFest event that was normally it's
all week last week.
Yeah, all week last week. And so there's a bunch of things that we're doing really well. So it'll be exciting to talk about it. And there's a couple things that we need to take care of. So our call to action is to do two things. One, if you're on Twitter, to hashtag Tech Time Radio with a snappy one-liner that I can read on the air. And if you do that, you enter in to win a clubhouse invite. So if you want to be in the private clubhouse, that place is fantastic.
Yeah, amazing. You need to stop, bragging about it.
I'm not an iPhone user.
And
yeah, you got an Android device.
I'm just getting jealous.
So I know. We'll talk even more about it after our post dinner event. Okay, and we also want you to go to Facebook.com/TechTimeRadio. Or look for the Facebook group called Tech Timers and join that. Now, we have a big NCAA.
Whoa.
I got excited there. NCAA tournament event that we have coming on up. And you can find out all the details about what you need to do. You have to sign up to go to Yahoo and fill out the NCAA bracket, which starts late Sunday night. So tomorrow night. And then you have the whole 3 or 4 days to sign up for that. Also, make sure that you sign up with the same email address at techtimeradio.com so we can make sure we put both of those prizes together. And we're giving away some great stuff. Now, we are the technology.
Okay, I'll be there.
Oh, look at that. There's David. David's got his little quotes that he's going to throw in. So we are the one-hour technology show that talks about current technology in a simple format without having to geek out. We are excited to be here, and we start every single one of our shows with our question or our loaded question of the day. So this is for you, Mike. If you ran for president, who would be your running mate?
But if I ran for president, you would be my running mate.
Oh, would I be your running mate?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's kind of like how we play video games. You just tell me what to do all the time. I'm like, okay, I'll go do that. And then I don't listen and I just shoot off.
And then you just do what you're going to do. And then,
So,
I can throw you under the bus.
So, Mike and Mum for 2014?
That's right. Mike and for 2014?
Not 2014. 2024.
Yeah, Mike and Mum for 2024.
Oh, there you go. What's our party going to be? It's not Republican or Democratic.
I thought it was the whiskey party.
So, it's a whiskey party? Oh, yeah. So all of our decisions that we make in the White House will be after we have a sip of whiskey.
Sure.
That would be,
better
be careful. We may actually end up winning. All right. So now if you also want to join and jump on the phone, you can do that at 425-373-5527. You'll probably get David on the back end. And if you have a question specifically when we're talking with our guest, do that. And again, hashtag Tech Time Radio. And we are going to start off with, of course, as we do each and every episode, our top stories in the first 5 minutes.
Dun, dun.
What's happening in the world of technology? This is our top stories in the first 5 minutes.
All right. Welcome to story number one.
What do we got?
John McAfee is indicted for altcoin pumps and dumps in ICO schemes.
As in McAfee.
McAfee, the original creator of the antivirus tool. So you know what? David, we have our reporter over the pond that has some news on John McAfee. So let's play that audio now.
The leading antivirus software creator indicted in the U.S. for tax evasion. U.S. federal prosecutors unsealed an indictment Monday against McAfee over charges that he evaded taxes and willfully failed to file returns. The Securities and Exchange Commission alleges he made more than $23 million in undisclosed compensation from false and misleading cryptocurrency recommendations. McAfee is alleged to have earned millions from numerous sources, including promoting cryptocurrencies, consulting work, and speaking engagements.
Oops.
All right. So John McAfee.
I wonder if they're going to get his ranch in Arizona.
So the 75-year-old antivirus entrepreneur faces up to 80 years in prison if convicted. On Friday, the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District of New York indicted McAfee and executive assistant Jimmy Watson on multiple charges that encompass two alleged cryptocurrency schemes. McAfee was previously indicted again for tax evasion. So this is like the second time now. So he's got his tax evasion.
Do you think he's laughing at people?
Well,
I mean, seriously, he's 74 years old. If I was 74 years old and they were telling me I was going to spend 80 years in jail, I would be giving them a finger.
You'd be giving them a finger. Well, yeah. I think that's what he's doing. According to court documents, they have $13 million of money that they have earned by self-promoting cryptocurrency that they knew was a horrible idea or didn't even exist, to have altcoin prices jump up, and they would purchase them, they would talk about it, and then they would go up and they would sell it at the height of it. Since there's no economic checks and balances in the cryptocurrency, just somebody talking about it.
Now, how about that?
This goes back all the way. So Mr. McAfee and I don't necessarily get along.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, we know about your
certain people that I don't like. So McAfee received a copy. So let's talk about how he created his antivirus company. In the 1980s, he was an employee at Lockheed. Mm-hmm. McAfee received a copy of the brain computer virus and began developing software to combat the virus. He then created his own McAfee Associates company, which he had to resign in, not by himself, in 1994, under allegations that McAfee both created antivirus software and the viruses themselves. That's correct. And he has been indicted specifically on keeping the coin on both sides, which sounds kind of the same type of deal with cryptocurrency, and the same type of deal back in the old days. If I was writing an antivirus software, why don't I write the virus at the same time so I can release it out to market?
That's like poisoning the well and then showing up with the cure.
That's correct.
That's exactly what
John McAfee's kind of a scumbag. So, all right, story number two. Speaking of bags, we're now moving to a patch.
Okay, here we go. Then.
Gatorade made a smart patch that measures your sweat and hydration called the GX Sweat Patch.
Yeah.
We talked about this on Tuesday. This is crazy. So Gatorade is launching its first wearable device, the GX Sweat Patch, a single-user patch that measures fitness and hydration levels for athletes. Gatorade is the dominant sports drink category at 71% of market share. The patch is a one-time wearable that analyzes your sweat to provide athletes with the insight about their athletic performance and hydration levels.
Yeah, I'm sure.
The patch sells for $24.99 and will be available online at the Dick's Sporting Goods starting Monday.
How many patches do you get?
You get two patches in a
pack.
You get two patches
for $24.99.
Google says the patch is a one-time wear on your left inner arm during a single workout. After the workout, the users can scan their patch using the Gatorade's app GX to review the unique sweat profile. The sweat profile is based on sweat levels, sodium levels, forearm body weight, and workout
intensity, and then it will have a correlation to how you can improve on your next workout.
Yeah. Okay.
So GXSM represents the evolution of serving athletes with more information. And this, so here's crazy. Stanford University sees that the Gatorade is tapping into a sports science that it's long touted as being a key aspect into improving our technology needs. So Stanford is doing a bunch of research on this too. All right. Story number three. And this is even, so we got some great stories.
I wonder if you can wear that patch when you're giving a speech or something.
And then you still sweat, I'm sure. So you get two patches, you put them underneath your deal, and then you take them off
double
afterwards.
Double patch that.
Oh, you're going to do a double patch? So what if the readings are two different? Thanks, David. What if the readings are two different? You have one patch in one area, one patch in the other, and one says you're doing great, and the other one?
I think this is a little bit outside of the...
Oh, there's... Dude, you know, these athletes are going to be buying it like candy.
Yeah.
They're sell out.
They're going to try and start selling it to you.
I don't work out. Have you seen my body?
It doesn't matter. They're still going to market you.
Okay. All right.
They're going to tell you this is what the patch says you need to do is drink this amount of Gatorade every day.
The whole Gatorade story is really interesting. All right. Story three, quick. China appears to warn India. So here we got China and India.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, they had two border skirmishes, like real border skirmishes, like fighting and guns and deaths and everything. Mm-hmm. And now it has led to cyber war.
Oh, right.
As the border skirmishes increased, malware began to flow.
Skirmishes is good. That's a good word.
Skirmishing.
Skirmishes.
Okay, well, add that to the dictionary of Nathan.
Yeah.
Malware began to flow into the Indian electric grid as a new study exposed that it was being sent out from China malware processes. Cyber attacks are giving each of them an opportunity to attack each other. So they're both attacking each other on the cyber war front.
Yeah.
So they're playing they're playing games.
They're turning off everybody's electricity.
It's
a horrible thing.
It's a horrible thing.
I mean, it can be a horrible thing, but...
There's a standoff between each of them. So one's writing malware while the other one's trying to patch their high voltage
transmission. Maybe they need to get McAfee on that.
That'll work great. But did you know this? I found really interesting doing the research about it, that the United States engaged in a similar signaling process.
Uh-huh.
The Department of Homeland Security announced publicly that the American power grid was littered with code inserted by Russian hackers. This was like 15 years ago. The United States then put codes into Russia's grid in a warning to President Putin, mm-hmm. saying, if you're messing with us, we're going to mess with you.
Yeah, this is the arms race for cyber stuff.
So it's going to be, can I have my electricity on or not?
No.
So that's what it's going to be. It's going to come down
to... We're going
to
turn your electricity off if you turn ours off.
So you better be nice to us because we're in your codes and you better be nice to us. All right. Okay. Well, you know what, Mike? We need to get to some whiskey, and the only way we can get some whiskey is if we go to a commercial break. So we're going to head on out here. This is a great time right now. Again, if you're on Twitter, to go to hashtag TechTimeRadio and send us a tweet. We'll read it on your air, and when we come on back, we'll have our pick of the day.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, what's going on?
Have you heard about 180 Consulting?
No.
I love these guys. You know how much I avoid working with copy vendors, right?
Actually, I get to hear about it all the time.
Not anymore, because guess what? The guys at 180 Consulting took over the entire process. They assessed our needs, worked directly with the vendors on my behalf, and helped us understand our option. No sales fluff, just good information so we can make the right decision.
Well, that sounds good. How do they get paid?
Their only compensation comes from a small share of the cost savings they create. They work for us, and it's a win-win.
You know, that sounds like a no-brainer.
There's two ways to reach them. You can get them at info@180-consulting.com or visit them online at www.180-consulting.com.
www.180-consulting.com.
Thank you, Mike. 180-consulting.com.
What's your story? Have you ever sat with that question and looked to your heart for the answer? It's time to explore the real you. Tune in Thursdays from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. for the brand new show, Story You, with Coach Debbie. Debbie and her guests have a mission to inspire and coach you to find your voice. If you need direction, Story You with Coach Debbie is for you. If you want to be an author, Story You with Coach Debbie is for you. Tune in Thursdays at 4 p.m. and be inspired.
Hi, I'm Bernadette Pager, the host of An Informed Life Radio. In an age when the term misinformation is used to silence criticism and debate about COVID-19, vaccines, and more, we are bringing you doctors, lawyers, and scientists to discuss the missing information about your health and medical freedom. And Inform Life Radio airs right here on KKNW every Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. We're starting a real health revolution, one conversation at a time. Join us.
So here at Tech Time Radio, we got a new sponsor. It's called Smile Brilliant. If you're like me, you're a little confused about teeth whitening due to all the product variations on the market. So what have we learned?
Well, LED lights are a novelty and they don't actually produce better results.
Right, and strips neglect the gum lines, crevices, and molars.
And that crest whitening with charcoal and everything is an abrasive that actually wears down the enamel of your teeth.
Yeah, and whitening toothpaste only works on the surface stains.
The number one product recommended by dentists are custom fitted trays made by the dentists. They are, however, very, very costly.
With Smile Brilliant's lab direct process, you can have a custom fitted teeth whitening tray at a fraction of the price without a single visit to a dentist.
Using an exact model of your teeth, Smile Brilliant's lab technicians will handcraft your trays to ensure the best possible results.
You do all of this from the comfort of your home using their lab direct mail-in process for as little as $149 or three easy payments of $49. Additionally, you get a 2-year tray replacement warranty and a 45-day satisfaction guarantee. For a limited time, as a Tech Time Radio listener, you can buy any teeth whitening or night guard system and receive a second absolutely free for a friend or family member. Head on over to smilebrilliant.com and use the Tech Time Radio coupon code at checkout.
Welcome back to Tech Time Radio. I'm your host, Nathan Mumm. We got Mike Rodet here. Okay, what do you think about our whiskey? During the break, we had our first taste. Man, that was a bite.
It's good.
It was good?
A good bite. Yeah. It's rye, so it's not my favorite thing in the world, but it's a good taste.
So it's the Sagamore Spirit Rye. It's straight whiskey. It is $34 a bottle. It's 83 proof. That's really kind of normally it's like 85 or 90 or whatever. 83. They decided to round up. Not to round up. It's aged 4 to 5 years. Traditional Maryland-style rye whiskey. Candle-dried orange peels with notes of cloves and nutmeg, lingering hints of walnut and brown sugar to the finish. I taste the brown sugar.
Did you?
I did.
You can taste the orange and nutmeg.
Well, there you go. Okay, we'll see if we're going to give that a thumbs up or a thumbs down as we continue our program. Well, let's move right now as we get our drinks out of the way to Mike's favorite drinking segment, or as we like to call this, Protect Yourself Today. All right. To kick off the segment, we have back to the show the chief security of Fanatic. I just had the whiskey. Okay. He's a CIO, keynote speaker, author, and radio host. Nick Espinoza is back. Now, Nick, we just want to tell you that we actually have a nickname for you. Mike, are you going to tell him the nickname that we have
for him? I'm sure he's aware of it.
Has anybody ever said that you look like Penn?
No, Penn looks like me.
Oh, Penn looks like you. Okay.
There you go.
So when we talked about our radio show, he's like, oh, yeah, we need to make sure we get that Penn Jillette guy back on, and we need to have him. So you are...
Yeah, I get that 20, 30 times a month. pre-COVID, obviously. And usually my default answer when somebody says, you know, you look like Penn Jillette, I usually say, yeah, he's my uncle.
Oh, that's
perfect. And people look at me like, really? What? I'm like, no, I'm just like,
perfect. See, yeah, people always accuse me of being Brad Pitt. So, you know, I just need to say that, no, I'm just
joking. How many drinks does that take?
I'm just joking. All right, Nick, well, welcome to the show. We're going to be talking about the Ryuk ransomware. There's many different pronunciations. So I listened to six different YouTube versions of the pronunciation. But essentially, this ransomware is an updated worm-like capabilities. It's essentially spreading within computer networks themselves. So if one computer gets it, then the rest of the computers get it. And the ransomware has a new trick up its sleeve. The developers behind the notorious strain of crypto locking malware have given their attack code the ability to spread itself between systems inside an infected network. Now, where did the Ryuk come from? The Ryuk appeared in 2018 as a variant of the Hermes version 2.1 ransomware, a copy of which appeared to have been purchased for $300 from the cybercrime group CryptoTech, which claimed to have built Hermes. Experts say it's unclear if CryptoTech really was the actual entity into the Ryuk. But essentially, the Ryuk ransomware is often not observed until a period of time has passed, ranging from days to months, that allows the actors to sit out and carry information in a hidden process and then affect the networks themselves. We're bringing you on here. I got lots of questions about this. So you are our cybersecurity expert. Explain to us, again, for the common person, what is a worm virus?
So sure, that's actually, I think, a really good question, because we essentially don't understand one infection from the other. But at its core, essentially what a worm infection is, or a worm virus is it's a form of malicious software. A lot of people just call it malware, that essentially operates as a self-contained application and can transfer or copy itself from one computer to another within a network. So, you know, you're sitting in the office, you've got, you know, 10 people, 100 people all on their computers around you, and essentially it can move and copy itself into other computers to try to infect the entire network. It operates, for the most part, autonomously. So in other words, it doesn't need a host file or have to hijack any type of code in Windows or on the infected computer. And that is essentially the characteristic that defines a worm as opposed to other malware infections out there. Okay. So that's the basics of what a worm is.
So it's not an actual worm itself, but I guess you can take it that as it inches out to each of the different computers at a slower pace instead of maybe an automatic fast pace, right?
Okay. Right. And a lot of them go dormant for quite some time. We've seen that outside of worms as well, but SolarWinds, for example, which I know you've talked about, I've talked about, we've all talked about it. The attackers essentially went dormant for 2 weeks to make sure they were undetected before going to work. So once they deliver themselves, they go quiet, everything's calm, and then they start releasing.
And that's a smart way to do it. If you're going to do it,
you don't have
to
go out.
Well, it's like a time bomb.
Yeah, right? it's a delayed. Yeah. So what happens is, if you see some intrusion within the network itself, you get all excited about it, and then all of a sudden nothing happens, and so then your spidey sense essentially says, okay, well, we don't have anything to worry about, and they come back and strike at another time. All right, so Ryuk has been tied to unidentified Russian cybercrime actor by CrowdStrike. At least that's not FireEye, because I hate FireEye. So CrowdStrike is, I like some of the stuff that they do, which calls the gang Wizard Spider. How many of these type of software worms are state-sponsored?
A ton of them. First things first, I think it's important to understand who Wizard Spider is. They are, from what we understand, not just from CrowdStrike, but other confirming intelligence sources, a Russian e-crime group that essentially made a name for themselves with TrickBot, which is basically an infection that fooled pretty much every threat detection system out there, when it was infecting stuff. And they started adopting Ryuk with TrickBot around 2018 or so. And they've made a ton of money on this. I actually looked it up. It's about $61 million alone, according to the FBI, that they have essentially ripped off using Ryuk and TrickBot, demanding ransoms and all of that. And so they actually stopped using Ryuk. And then we call it Ryuk here. Take your pick. Okay. For about 6 months or so in 2020 during the pandemic, and actually switched to another infection called Conti. And that's something that we've been tracking in the dark web for months now. They then switched back in September to Ryuk, and they've been using Ryuk and Conti usually with each other or as part of a payload from TrickBot as well. So there are literally millions of variants of worms. What people don't understand about these things is they're like, wait a second, this was created in 2018. Shouldn't we have a defense for this? And the answer is they are continuously updating and changing the code so that it will evade the McAfees of the world, if you will, you know, or the semantics or your standard threat detection systems and all of that. And so this is very lucrative business for these gangs. And a lot of these e-crime gangs are usually state-sponsored. In this case, it's Russia. And the state will essentially turn a blind eye to their criminal enterprise if it benefits them. And then they enter into a symbiotic relationship with these gangs as they start using them for cutouts to attack targets or scrape information or get intelligence and all of that. So it's a very symbiotic relationship with a lot of states out there that use these kinds of attackers.
So what I've read also, so a lot of these groups aren't necessarily tied to the state entities themselves, but what they do is when they steal the information, the state itself will pay them additional information for the scraped information that they say that they get rid of, so that they essentially have two pipelines, right?
Cyber spying.
Yeah, so you have the pipeline of payment from the customer that says, okay, pay this and we'll unencrypt the information so that you can use it again. And then the second pipeline is that state-sponsored organization that is purchasing the information or takes a blind eye or says, we'll pat your back for one back to the other.
What does this mean for me? What does this mean for somebody who has a home computer system? Anything?
So what this is this is probably more targeted for businesses. So the home, again, criminals want to make the most money for the least amount of work, just like we all do as humans, right?
Right.
So here's my psychology aspect on
you. You don't get to talk about it.
Okay, as people, we want to make the easiest amount of money possible.
Exactly.
And what they're doing is they hit businesses that have vulnerabilities because the business normally has an insurance company that will pay a premium, and the insurance company doesn't understand what's going on, and the customer doesn't understand what's going on, so they'll just pay out the money and essentially.
Although that's changing.
But it is changing. Yeah. Do you want to explain a little bit about that, Nick?
So I think it's important to understand that home people or home users rather should be worried about various types of infections, because think about it this way. There are two ways to make $1 million. You can either get a great idea and make $1 million in one shot, or you can get 1 million people to send you $1, you know, for something basic. And so by virtue of that, when we're looking at, like, you know, the home user or grandma in Idaho, it's usually the shotgun approach. They just happen to just get that phishing email that says, you know, Prince Ubuntu from Nigeria needs your help, or they happen to go to that bad link. Businesses are targeted because they have infrastructure that is potentially public, that can be probed. You know, their employees can be phished in a more honed and directed way and all of that. But yeah, that's a huge problem, you know, that we have with this. And so I wouldn't necessarily discount that, you know, as an issue.
That's true. Yeah. So you should absolutely be prepared. And you should have
it still relies on me clicking on a link.
So most of all of this stuff, always the most effective way is phishing emails where someone thinks that they're going to some place and they hit in something and they type in their username and credentials, and then they store that information and they don't have to act on it immediately, but they have a database of information that when they want to attack, they can attack that.
Yeah. The easiest way to get in is through the human. We social engineer. Phishing, bad links, whatever that is, you know, we can infect everything. Word documents, PDFs, pictures, videos, you name it. It's a very easy thing to do.
So let's talk about, again, this service is offered as a ransomware as a service. So, Nick, do you want to explain to everybody what is, we're kind of familiar with cloud as a service or Dropbox as a service or Office 365 or Google as a service. So it's a reoccurring revenue. Yeah. But what is ransomware as a service?
So ransomware as a service is basically, you can go to the dark web. We actually do it. I've actually purchased ransomware from the dark web. It's part of our research, you know, as we track various gangs and everything, as well as the evolution of infections in the dark web. But we can go and connect with a lot of these e-criminal gangs, and we can essentially say, hey, we would like to buy these services from you. Can you do this for us? Or we can say, hey, we want to simply buy the ransomware plus all of its updates to make sure we're continuously evading detection. And they're happy to do it. This is a money-making organization. They're not just hitting companies for ransom, which obviously is a huge, huge problem that we see. And back to that original point, insurance companies in the United States, per the Federal Trade Commission, are now saying that if the ransomware gang is essentially in a country or tied to a country that is essentially an economic adversary or an adversary to the United States, an insurance company here is not allowed to actually pay out on the ransom. So if you get hit by, let's say, Wizard Spider or another advanced persistent threat out of Russia, for example, the insurance companies are reticent to pay that because they're going against the federal government now. And that's a huge, huge shift in the last, I want to say, 6 months or so. Yep. But back to ransomware as a service. Yeah, I can go, I can buy this ransomware, I can download it. It will come with instructions. And if I have problems actually deploying this or installing this,
you can contact them.
I can
They have.
You can contact their helpline.
They have help service.
No, I'm serious. Yeah. I'm serious. I've done. I'm sorry you're having trouble launching your ransom terror campaign, sir. How can we help? Yeah. And they answer faster than Microsoft.
Yes, and they're really good, and they're really technical. Oh, really? Yes. I've done this too because I have a. Yeah. I have a Tor site, and
calling terrorist hotline, and how may I help you?
The VPN, and I've actually purchased services also. And the ransomware as a service is all of these illegal criminal services is unbelievable, and they know exactly what to do. And then they'll say, you know what, we don't want to log into your machine, sir, but here's what we'd like you to do. So they literally know that they're bad people, and instead of logging into your machine, which Microsoft and all these other places do, they'll say, here's what you need to do next, or here's this YouTube file, or here's what I have available.
Right. And I think it's important to understand, though, that a lot of the people that get caught up in this, in these gangs, they're coming from economically disadvantaged areas.
Yes.
So this is not a place where you can go get like a Mick job, but you know, like the mafia, for example, will see an up and comer, somebody that has some talent, and say, we will pay you a lot of money, way more than you could make anywhere else in this economy in our country. You know, and all you've got to do is essentially break into fat, rich Americans. And that's a win.
Yep.
I mean, they look at that as, I'm going to make a lot of money. You know, there's a 27-year-old kid in Canada that was hired by the Russian government through a cutout to break Yahoo. They were trying to get into 70, 80 mailboxes of senior government officials. And how do you hide the fact you're hitting 70, 80 mailboxes? You hit all 3 billion.
Yep.
And that guy, and when he was arrested, you could see the pictures of his Bentley and his Ferrari and all that. They are paid incredibly well. And so for that trumps the morality and the ethics of the situation.
Correct.
It really does.
money is the key factor of everything. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, Nick, thank you very much. We could talk forever, but thank you very much for joining our show today. Again, if anybody would like to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
Sure. So feel free to follow me on YouTube or LinkedIn at @NickEspinoza or Twitter at @NickAESP. And I'm always happy for followers and interaction and all of that. Thank you very much.
And we'll have him again back on our show. So we love having you here. So thank you very much, Nick.
Thank you.
Well, he went right off. There you go. David said, you're gone now. Time's up. All right.
David. Phew.
So did you have any questions about that segment?
No.
Did it make sense?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it makes sense.
So let me just...
I mean, it obviously...
Ransomware is out there.
It's just really funny, you know, if you think about it, that they have their own support line. You know,
and it's the best. Dude, it is literally like
they have better customer service than
anybody.
Than anybody.
They would be like seven nines going across the deal. Yes, and they know exactly, okay, sir, you need to now do this. You need to go into command prompt. You need to open this up as an administrator. Run this command. It won't ruin your machines. We trust you, but it'll ruin this. Yeah, instructions are way easier than many other instructions that you get. So, I'll show you some. I have some. All right. Well, we're going to go.
The fact that you know that is kind of weird.
All right. Well, it's now time for us to take a commercial break. It's a great time also for people to go to Twitter, hashtag us at Tech Time Radio. We like to make a call out here to Brandon that's on our Facebook.com/Tech Time Radio. And he's put a couple comments in there. Specifically, it says, as McAfee's on the ground and COVID's in the air. So there, that was his quote. And I said, of course, and whiskey's on the lips. So here we go. We'll see you guys after this commercial break. Thank you for being
part. Hi, this is Lisa Downs, host of Reigniting You, a new show here on KKNW that explores a variety of topics and timely issues for making mid to late career transitions. I'll be here every Wednesday afternoon at 3 o'clock bringing you guest interviews, career transition advice, and great stories to guide you to what's next in your career and life. Gain a renewed sense of purpose for your next phase with a positive, forward-looking approach. Get ready to be re-energized, recharged, and reignited Wednesdays at 3 o'clock.
Your business deserves the same expertise as that of a Fortune 500 company. If you need a CIO-level service, why hire a full-time staff member at $250,000 a year when you can get this on-demand service for fractions of the cost? Azure CIO On Demand will give you the steps you need to take so as to minimize interruption to your business and profitability, and provide you and your business with training and education to prevent future attacks. To get an efficiency review for your business today, contact us at www.ee-services.com.
Welcome back to Tech Time Radio. I'm your host, Nathan Munn.
I just got off of the support line.
Did you just get off the support line? They already took care of you?
They took care of me already.
Your computer's taken care of. All right. Yeah. Well, we are excited to move on to a new segment for Technology Insider, where we're going to be talking about, is cellular programming better than Gorilla Glue? And do we... Gorilla Glue. That's
Gorilla Glue.
Well, Gorilla Glue. I just did have a little shot there. Yeah. So
hooked on phonics worked for you, didn't it?
Oh, there's good, David. And do we have a cure for malaria? So those are the two things. We have our technical expert that will be a part of our segment, which we call Technology Insider.
Yes.
Welcome to Technology Insider. We get the information directly from the source.
All right, we're excited to have James Riddle on the program. Now, let me tell you, James Riddle was our very first Tech Time Radio guest way back in Studio 6. So
way back when I was on.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. So, James, we're happy to have you on the program.
Hey, how are you guys doing? I got to tell you, after that last segment with Nick, like, I'm going and living in the bunker in Montana, man. Like, that's just crazy stuff with the worms and the tech support from the script kiddies over in Russia and whatever.
Yeah, you know, it's really legitimate, but the best part about it is if you need tech support.
I don't know,
from
you really got really good tech support.
They do have good tech support. Now, if they could just flip that and maybe have that for regular computers, they could probably make a killing on that too.
Maybe,
so.
I don't know.
All right, well, you know what? We are having you on because you are our medical compliance expert in all things technology. So, James, we've got a lot of things to talk about here, and I know we had some emails back and forth, and hopefully life is treating you well in Arizona. It looks like you're at home. You got some nice sun outside. Is that right?
It is. It is. I just got to say, it's absolutely beautiful here today. It's sunny and 82 degrees. We're getting ready for spring training. It's all good.
They lifted
all the capacity. Arizona lifted all the capacity mandates. So
you're living life.
Full speed ahead.
Yeah. Are you in Phoenix?
I am.
Oh, yeah.
So there you go. All right. Okay. Now that we're all jealous, let's talk about some things here. So specifically the United States Air Force Research Laboratories, the ARFL, is essentially a huge group within the military that is working on vaccinations and ways to improve health aspects for the common person and for people in the military. They have essentially come up with a way to heal wounds 5 times faster than the human body would naturally. The military has a number of advanced labs that are a part of the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, which is DARPA, regarding science fiction and prototyping aspects. So many of the projects are funded outside. Essentially, the U.S. Air Force reprogrammed skin for its self-healing may seem radical and is often an unclassified research process. So I got some questions specifically about this regarding what is cell programming. And then actually, well, I don't want to ruin that. So let me ask you first, James, what is cell programming?
Well, so in very simple terms, cell programming is training one kind of cell to do something different.
Okay.
And so if you think about, for the longest period of time, we've known that certain kinds of cells can change in and do different functions. And it's not, and I have to say, the government, the U.S. government and other governments around the world really do a lot of research into this, because if you think about what kind of advancements we could have if you could train tissues to do other things. So in a little more technical terms, you're talking typically about induced pluripotent stem cells. Okay. And so you're going to be able to take that pluripotent stem cell and turn it into something else. I think we've all seen articles on the news about people growing ears on chips and organs on chips, and they can produce, well, I mean, goodness, we can have, lab created meat, for goodness sakes.
Yep.
So, you know, all of that stuff falls into that general category of cellular reprogramming. It's taking a cell and training it to do something else. And in the case of the military, you know, they're thinking about things like, how do I quickly heal battlefield wounds? How do I improve the clotting of blood? How do I, make sure, or even, you know, maybe they're working on this. Who knows? But, you know, think about being able to regrow limbs.
Mm-hmm.
Or regrow organs, or any kind of regeneration. I mean, this particular article that we were looking at talked about cellular regeneration. But if you think about in the animal kingdom, there's lots of animals that can grow bits and parts of themselves. Like you take a newt and you slice the arm off of a newt, it'll grow a new arm. Like, wouldn't that be awesome if we could do that as humans?
That would be.
And you'd have to imagine that the government is experimenting with figuring out how to make that work at the cellular level.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this. Is the government working on technology in the medical field faster than the private or public sector?
You know, that's a good question. I mean, the federal government through the National Institutes of Health and the various Department of Defense research agencies, they all fund their own research. They all have their own scientists and researchers. In fact, the National Institutes of Health is the single biggest funder of research in the world. So do they move faster than industry? Maybe, maybe not. They certainly look at different activities than industry. So, you know, industry might be interested in healing sicknesses or regenerating after surgery or things of that nature, where the Air Force and other military branches are interested in battlefield injuries, making folks less susceptible to toxic agents that they may be exposed to on the battlefield, anthrax vaccines. Like, you know, the general population is not going to run into anthrax. Well, at least we hope not, right? But, you know, the government is very interested in figuring out, how do I vaccinate my soldiers against anthrax before I send them out into the battlefield?
So let me ask you this. How does unclassified scientific projects
there's another one.
There's projects. Get proper testing, and what is this process? So if I'm a government agency and I'm doing some secret testing, how do they follow, or what standards do they follow compared to what the public and private sector have to follow?
Yeah, so that's a really good question. And with a few exceptions, the government and the private sector both follow the same sets of rules when it comes to experimenting on humans. So the cellular reprogramming work that we were exploring in the article from the Air Force, that sounded to me like it hasn't made it to human trials yet, right? They're still trying to figure out, how do I make the skin cells do something different? And for that, they just need some skin cells, a petri dish, and a nice lab, you know, white lab coats, and maybe Igor sitting over on the other side with the Bunsen burner, right? You know, they just need that kind of stuff. But if they really wanted to start experimenting in humans, there are federal level regulations that apply to any time you want to experiment in a human. For the Department of Defense, it's covered under Department of Defense Directive 3216.02. So for any of you who are regulatory geeks like me, you can go Google DOD 3216.02 and read all of the rules about how to experiment on humans if the research is funded by the Department of Defense. Private sector has to follow the FDA regulations. FDA requires that before you experiment on humans, and the DOD directive is exactly the same, you have to get their consent first. Right. We've as a society, we've moved well past the days when we would just go experiment on people without asking them first.
That makes sense.
Not necessarily true. Or if you move around the planet, there are some societies and countries that do allow human experimentation without consent.
China.
India comes to mind. Okay. China comes to mind.
Yeah.
And here in the United States, there is in the FDA regulations that govern human experimentation, there is a specific exclusion whereby the Department of Defense can experiment on their active duty soldiers without their consent. They have to get permission from the president in order to do that. It's written right into the regs. They don't do it very often. In fact, I think the last time I recall seeing a disclosed process was with the anthrax vaccine.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Right. So think national defense, you know, military necessity, things of that nature, that they want to do some kind of experimentation on the soldiers. They have to get permission from the president if they want to do it without consent. Now, obviously, the Department of Defense, if they started doing experimentation with cellular regeneration, somebody's going to ask permission first before they go off and try and regenerate a wound or something.
That makes sense.
A bunch of Wolverines running around.
That's right. a bunch of mutants, right?
Right.
All right. So you know what, James, we're running out of time, and I want to bring you back because I want to talk about RNA process. I want to talk about malaria because I actually had it as a kid. So I will have to rebook you on this maybe next week or the week after. I'll have our assistant send out information and ask you when we can do that, because I want to continue a conversation specifically about how COVID-19 testing has helped progress the possible cure of malaria across the world. So if you don't mind coming on back in a couple of weeks, I'd love to talk about that in full details, have you kind of as our lead person so we can get to that and talk with that. I appreciate having you on the show today. Hopefully your kiddos and your wife and everybody are doing great. Tracy and myself, that's my wife, miss you guys not being here locally anymore. So that's kind of a shame, but we're wishing the best for you guys also.
Well, thanks. Appreciate it. Be happy to come back. I'll give my best to everybody there.
All right. Thank you very much, James. All right. That was James Riddle. He's got so much medical information. He is like the medical technology gadget wizard guy. He's the Swiss Army knife.
The Swiss Army knife.
He is. With that, we need to go to a commercial break, and we will be right back after that with Nathan Nugget. We got Mike's Mesmerizing Moment and our pick of the day.
Hello, my name is Arthur, and my life's work is connecting people with coffee. Story Coffee is a small batch specialty coffee company that uses technology to connect people to each product resource, which allows farmers to unlock their economic freedom. Try our Medium Roast Founder Series coffee, which is an exotic bourbon variety that is smooth, fresh, and elegant at storycoffee.com. That's storicoffee.com. Today you can get your first bag free when you subscribe at storycoffee.com with code TECHTIME. That's storicoffee.com.
Your business deserves the same expertise as that of a Fortune 500 company. If you need a CIO-level service, why hire a full-time staff member at $250,000 a year when you can get this on-demand service for fractions of the cost? As your CIO on demand, we'll give you the steps you need to take so as to minimize interruption to your business and profitability, and provide you and your business with training and education to prevent future attacks. To get an efficiency review for your business today, contact us at www.ee-services.com.
Hello, Seattle. How would you like to have immediate and easy access to your live EKG and heart rate data? Your data right at your fingertips, and with no need to hook up wires and leads or be strapped to a machine at the doctor's office. The new Pulse device from Vivomi continuously tracks your EKG and displays this data on your mobile phone. Have you ever wondered how your EKG and heart rate behaves when you're exercising at the gym, navigating the stressful demands of the workday, or just getting the kids ready for school or relaxing at home? The Pulse is a different kind of wearable, and you can experience this difference by going to www.vivomi.com and ordering your device today.
Your business deserves the same expertise as that of a Fortune 500 company. If you need a CIO-level service, why hire a full-time staff member at $250,000 a year when you can get this on-demand service for fractions of the cost? As your CIO on demand, we'll give you the steps you need to take so as to minimize interruption to your business and profitability, and provide you and your business with training and education to prevent future attacks. To get an efficiency review for your business today, contact us at www.ee-services.com.
Upper Left Corner is a PNW true crime podcast now streaming on all major podcast platforms. If you get excited when your favorite true crime podcast tells a story about a place that you've been to or the town that you live in, then Upper Left Corner podcast is for you. Each week, I tell you a story of a crime that has taken place in the PNW and give you background about the town the crime occurred in. If you like true crime, check out Upper Left Corner podcast, now available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, and more.
Ace Hardware is a helpful place with prompt, friendly service, knowledge, and the little things that make a big difference.
Service.
Selection.
Advice.
Community involvement.
Competitive prices.
Convenience.
Located near you.
And the things you need, such as
house keys,
lawn and garden,
plumbing,
electrical,
hardware,
grills,
outdoor living supplies,
and even nuts and bolts.
When you visit Ace Hardware, you'll be greeted at the door and given the help you need.
So come visit us at Ace Hardware in Evergreen Way in Everett, Lake Stevens, and now Stanley.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Welcome back to Tech Time Radio. I'm your host, Nathan Mumm. Mike, during the break, what did you think about our whiskey?
It's almost gone.
It is. It's, oh boy, it's got a It's got a big bite at the front end.
It does.
But then it's got a little slow burn.
It's got a sizzle on the
end. It does. All right, so now we're going to remind people that if you go to facebook.com/techtimeradio, make sure you take a look at our Facebook feed, sign up for the NCAA tournament, which happens next week. We're going to give away over $1,000 in prizes on that event. That is a chance for you to win some great things and be a part of our group so that you can also go to Facebook group. We have called Tech Timers. By one of our engineers or producers. Gwen is running that Facebook page. So that's fantastic. But now let's get into the Nathan Nugget of the Day.
This is your Nugget of the Week.
Nugget of the Week. All right.
That's right. Nugget of the Week. The Nathan Nugget. All right. Nugget. McDonald's is known for its technology upgrades. From kiosks to drive-through menus, the fast food giant has always looked for the best ways to boost overall customer experience. Now, some McDonald's chains are trying out artificial intelligence with its drive-through digital signage. McDonald's has agreed to acquire Apprente, which is an artificial intelligence to understand speech. Let's go and take a look at our audio about what this does.
And there's 14,000 McDonald's in the U.S., and the big thing in the U.S. is drive-through. You know, something like 66% of their sales come through the drive-through. You know, there has to be somebody manning that drive-through, you would think. Maybe they can automate all of that. And I do think that as more and more tech creeps in, 5-10 years down the road, those headcounts will be lower.
All right, in 2019, McDonald's drive-through average time was 6 minutes and 18 seconds. But recently, the company trimmed its time to 5 minutes and 49 seconds in 2020, and 2021 goals are to make it less than 4 minutes to order. Do you know how they're doing this? They are looking to use technology to answer their spot by having an automated voice take your order at the drive-through.
Woohoo!
So we have now made it to the science fiction part of the movies where we have our T2 person ask us if we want a Big Mac with fries and do you want it supersized? Actually, so you can't supersize anymore. That was back in the 80s. And this is the beginning of artificial intelligence replacing individuals for doing basic tasks.
Well, is it, though? Because
For McDonald's, it is. This is a big deal, right?
Well, yeah.
Well, do you disagree with it? Do you not think it's a big deal?
I think it's just an interesting comment on human behavior. So, okay. And I'll talk about that in a minute.
You're going to talk about it in the mic?
I'll talk about it.
I think McDonald's, the nugget of Nathan is be careful what you wish for, because when you go through your McDonald's drive through with the automated voice and you say that you'd like some salt on your fries or you don't want salt and you make any alteration to their lingo, if they don't have that correctly taken care of, you make it a pile of salt instead of fries because of your text-to-speech translations.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what company you have out there at this time. I use Dragon Naturally Speaking. I've used tons of software. It's not quite ready to be used in fast food joint.
There's way too many variables.
Correct. All right, so that is the Nathan Nugget of the Week. And now we'll move on to the Mike's Mesmerizing Moment.
Okay.
This is Mike's Mesmerizing Moment, presented by Story Coffee. Visit storycoffee.com.
You know, the funny thing is that McDonald's is the place where we're going to see the first fully automated restaurant.
I think so.
They're really trying to get rid of their
people.
Yeah. Because why? I mean, labor is the highest cost in a restaurant business.
Yep.
It's labor. And so they're trying to eliminate it anywhere they can. And this is one of the new things you're going to have to deal with. But can you think about driving up to this thing and be like, if you want a Big Mac, press 2. You know,
it's gonna, and then just think of the self promotion and whatever the specials are. Today we have a special of blah 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 blah.
And from a person aspect, I want to talk to a live person.
I do too.
So. I hate talking. I hate listening to automated phone messages. Yeah. I hate that. And the idea of talking to an AI when I go up to, and I'm not a big McDonald's, I don't go to McDonald's, but just if I wanted to go to McDonald's and I would have to talk to a computer, that's really not what I'm all about.
Science Show.
But we're going to keep seeing this kind of thing because that's how we develop this technology. We develop this technology around to solve problems, and one of McDonald's problems is labor.
It is. So there you go. So I kicked it off, and then you came.
Yeah,
to
I don't
the
know
rescue.
If I really rescued it, but
the Mike's mesmerizing moment. That is fantastic.
Yeah, show me another one of those disgust faces.
All right, so now we need to do our pick of the day. So we've got our whiskey, our signature rye whiskey. Do you give it a thumbs up or thumbs down? I'm actually going to
give it a thumbs up.
I'm going to give it a thumbs down.
Really?
I thought too much of a taste of the bitter taste right at the front. I mean, if I really had to drink whiskey, I could. But for $34, I can buy a whole lot of different bottles. So I'm going to give it a thumbs down.
Well, okay. I mean, I like I said, I'm not a big rye fan, but this is a pretty good rye.
All right. So David dropped in some great little one-liners in there. Did you hear the Hooked on Phonics?
Of course.
It worked for you.
Yeah,
all right.
It worked for you.
So we thank you guys all for joining us. Make sure you visit us at facebook.com/TechTimeRadio to sign up for the NCAA tournament. I'm Nathan Mum. We got Mike Rade here and David Brown. Enjoy your day.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us on Tech Time Radio. We hope that you had a chance to have that moment today in technology. The fun doesn't stop there. We recommend that you go to techtimeradio.com and join our fan list for the most important aspect of staying connected and winning some really great monthly prizes. We also have a few other ways to stay connected, including subscribing to our podcast on any podcast service from Apple to Google and everything in between. We're also on YouTube, so check us out on youtube.com/techtimeradio, all one word. We hope you enjoyed the show as much as we did making it for you. From all of us at Tech Time Radio, remember, mum's the word. Have a safe and fantastic week.